Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach of this radio station, we invite your inquiries into those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We also invite you to view our church website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. On this site, you will see our articles of faith concerning what we believe and the things that we practice. You'll find many other articles. There's many sermon outlines. There's some books that the pastor has written, and there'll be more books added as time permits. There's some outlines of books of the Bible. There's our church newsletters that's there. And there's also some real player files of all these radio messages that are available to you 24/7. Just click on the link to the radio broadcast, and you will see the list of the broadcasts that are available. This morning, I'd like to continue on the same message we began last Sunday morning concerning the importance of the family. The family is an institution that is ordained by God. We found last Sunday morning that God instituted marriage before sin came into the world. And so a happy marriage today is a little touch of what eternity without sin will be like. We also found that every society and every government, every church is built upon the foundation of a good family. If the families are rotten, if the families are laid waste, and if the family is destroyed, then every society will be destroyed. What can I do to have a good family? I think this is a very important question. What can we do to correct the families in America? What can I do more specifically to correct my family? What can I do in my family that my family would be right? And the very first thing is that people must be saved. You think about this, that people cannot be faithful to God without His salvation. They cannot be faithful to God without His blessings, without His help, without His guidance every day. The very first thing is that a person must be saved. They must come to the Lord Jesus Christ as a total sinner, recognizing that without Jesus they have no hope at all in this world or in the world to come. In order to have a good family, there must be total reliance upon Jesus Christ, upon His guidance and His help. And here's the fact, that a person that has never come to the place of seeing that they are lost, that they are without hope in this world, will never come to the place of seeing that they need Jesus to help them in their family. Okay? Think about that now. A person that has never come to the place of seeing that they themselves need Jesus every day will never come to the place of seeing that they need Jesus in their family. As long as a person believes that they are all right without God, then they will also believe that their family is all right without God. So the very first thing is that a person must be totally, absolutely, completely dependent upon Jesus Christ, upon His leadership. They must know that they have trusted Christ for their eternal soul, and it is their desire that their family live and be like Jesus Christ Himself. Notice that the Bible teaches another thing. And that is in the practical aspect of having a good family. That is that there must be purity in that family. Notice what the Bible said in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 4. The Bible said, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor." Now, look at this verse just a little bit. And there's some things we need to notice about this verse. First of all, notice the very first thing it says, "For this is the will of God." I don't know how much plainer that God could put it. He says in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 3, "For this is the will of God." Now, who is Paul writing to? Well, he's writing to the church at Thessalonica. He's writing to people that are already saved. He's writing to people that are already believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I stated at the very beginning that in order for you to have a good family, the very first thing you must do is personally trust Jesus Christ as your own Lord and Savior. Because you need His salvation, you need His blessing, you need His guidance every day if you're going to be what God wants you to be. Now notice, he says this, "This is the will of God." What is the will of God? Even your sanctification. The word sanctification there means to be set aside. So, this is the will of God, that you be set aside, that you should abstain from fornication. And of course, as everybody knows what fornication is, the Bible says that it is the will of God that you not be engaged in fornication. That is, that sexual abstinence should be practiced. Notice what the Bible said now. This is the will of God. It is not the will of man or some nice little saying that's going around our nation, but this is literally the will of God. Notice again, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3. "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication." The Bible says here that if you're going to have a good family, if you're going to have a good life, as a saved person, you must abstain from fornication. The Bible goes on and says in verse 4, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. You see, the Bible promotes purity in family. I know today that the world does not promote purity in self, in body, or in family. But I also know that the Bible makes it very, very clear that purity is the way that God expects us to go. God expects us to live. Notice this, and it's just very clear as we think about it. Those people who abstain from premarital sex will have a more stable marriage. You think about what this is saying. See, the person that is following the commands of God, the person that is saying, "We must abstain from fornication," this person is laying at the feet of Jesus all of their desires, all of the things that would trouble them in their lives. This is why we said at the very beginning that in order to have a stable family, a person must first be saved by the grace of Almighty God. And then after that, they continue to trust the Lord Jesus Christ with their daily problems. And so what do they do with the lust that they have one to another? The Bible says that they lay that at the feet of Jesus and they abstain from fornication. What does all this do? You see, the person's desire is focused on the Lord Jesus Christ and not upon the things of this world. Notice this. According to some reports that I have, almost half of all unmarried couples that live together break up before the wedding day. Now you just kind of get a hold of that. Almost half of all unmarried couples that live together break up before the wedding day. Now that's something to think about. So those of you that may be thinking about just moving in with each other to see if you're compatible, you need to realize that this is not a good step toward marriage. It is not following the commands of God, because 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3 and 4 says that we ought to abstain from fornication, that saved people ought to abstain from fornication. But notice this, there's another statistic with all of this. of those people who live together and then get married, they are 50% more likely to divorce than those who do not live together before marriage. What's the Bible saying here? And all of these statistics are bearing out the absolute truth that abstaining from fornication is God's plan. And when we put our minds and our lives in the hands of Jesus, we're going to have the things that Jesus can give to us. One other thing I think to consider about abstaining from wickedness and sexual sins is that you don't have to worry about sexually transmitted diseases. You don't have to worry about all of those things that afflict so many people. You will be free from that. Notice this, that there would be no children born out of wedlock if people would just simply do what God said in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3 and 4, and abstain from fornication. There would be none whatsoever. There would be no spousal abuse. I think that divorce would just be gone if people would just do what God said they ought to do. It's simple as that. Listen, the reason that our families are falling apart, it's not God's fault. It's because men and women are not following the plan that God has established for the home. Notice this. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 22 through 24, here is God's plan for the home. The Bible said, "In the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Now that's God's plan for marriage. It's a very good plan. It's a very simple plan. It's one man, one woman. They live together how long? They live together all their lives. You know, when you take the marriage vows, part of that is, until death do we part. And we know, in sickness and in health and poverty and all those things, we stick by each other. This is God's plan for a happy marriage. This is God's plan for a happy family. This is God's plan for stability. I know this, that the biblical definition of marriage is often criticized as being way too narrow and way old-fashioned. However, now listen, folks, listen please. However, it is this lifelong union of one man and one woman that is proven to be the most beneficial for men, women, and definitely the children. The case is this, that men and women both are healthier in the family. They're healthier in their bodies simply when they just do what God tells them to do. Notice this. One researcher said, "We don't fully understand how this protective mechanism works as far as giving health to individuals in families that are good families." But he said it is there. He said marriage has some kind of profound effect on human beings, presumably because it reduces stress in some way and protects against illness. Oh, what a thing it is. You know, if people would just follow what God said, there would be no spousal abuse at all. Notice what the Bible said in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 28. The Bible said, "So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. And the husband that loves his wife will never abuse her." Never. The reason that spouses abuse their spouses is because they don't love them. That's pretty clear. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us once again. This morning we do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio message. Thank you.